It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hello, welcome to Alaska Realty Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And today we're going to continue our discussion on purchasing a house in 2023. And we're going to do a quick recap of where we left off, where we were talking about making your offer on the home.
Join us in the studio is our usual Jamie.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have to change the theme song, I feel like. Yeah. It's going to have like a dun 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 dun. And Jamie, something, I don't know.
By the way, Jamie, we have at least one listener. I got a text from a listener and said,
listen to
all your shows and good friend of mine from third grade.
But I was going to.
Hello, Billy Montana.
Yeah. I was going to actually mention the fact that it was
we have another listener because I was out at the.
Chenega Lodge.
Yeah, and they said that the shows are great and they tune in.
That's because all of UAF listens to us now. Thanks to you.
I do it again.
Yes, we wanted to get back into the multi-steps process of buying a house. And so I thought we'd recap with making an offer on the house. I think we talked about you need to go through the purchase agreement, which we actually just did in our office with the new one that just came out. That has the price, the terms, all that fun stuff in there. And then all the associated documents. So you want to see all the utilities, you want to see the survey, you want to see the subdivision covenants, all that fun stuff needs to be part of the offer package, along with your earnest money we talked about, your copy of your pre-approval letter. All that gets bundled up and sent over because it's all going to be considered when the seller and their representative are talking through if it's acceptable or not.
And there'll be a few other documents there in there that are also part of the package that are either from our board or state-required things that we sign.
Right. Yep. I forgot to say the Alaska Statute 3470.
Which has disclosures.
Yes, which is required when you're transferring real property in the state of Alaska.
And the consumer pamphlet, which talks about your relationship that you specifically have with your representative.
Yeah, and who's representing who, and is somebody representing both parties? Is one giving assistance to one and representing the other? So all that needs to be disclosed and looked at and considered, and you can't just willy-nilly go into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so goes to the seller. We're usually going to give them 24 hours to respond.
Not with all brokerages.
Not 6 p.m. the next day. So for me, real life and science says that you can get it done and considered and take. I don't care where you're at on the planet Earth.
Yes.
I think I've said on the show before. I've sent it to somebody on their boat in off the coast of South Africa. I've sent it to my parents at the bottom of. Oh, help me out, Lisa.
That's when they were
in Nepal.
India.
Nope. We've got some technical difficulties going on in the station today.
A little scratchy. Not sure what that is. But at the bottom of... Hello.
You're going to have to bear with us today.
There we go. Does that sound better?
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
So much better.
Thank you.
You don't sound like you're smoking cigarettes anymore. I've sent it to my parents at the bottom at the base of Mount Everest. So I just, when people say they need 2, 3, 4 days to get a hold of their people, for me, they're just trying to hold out for other offers and put them, but their sellers into a competing offer situation.
We have to make people aware there are some brokerages that is their policy and they want 72 hours.
Yeah.
So
and
we've had,
I think I've only done that once. My sellers were actually driving out. And they were really, for some reason, their stress level hit like a 10 through Canada. And I just was like, okay, that's not going to be a problem. So they asked for a 48-hour window just so that they could I think they said, we just want to be able to find a hotel, go somewhere, get Wi-Fi. And I said, okay. You are correct. There is nowhere really that you can't find Wi-Fi or, you know.
And now they mentioned Canada. If you want to sell your house, leave the state and drive through Canada.
Yes.
I swear to God, three out of four times you're going to get an offer.
Yeah, I think they hit the border and I started laughing because I was like, and we just got an offer. And then I was texting them and they were so freaked out because I think they started to hit a snowstorm. And I said, there's no pressure. You know, we have 48 hours. And I think the other realtor actually gave us 72 hours because they were just like, please don't worry about anything. And I said, we'll respond just as soon as they get to a hotel. But
but
I think that is how it happens.
If I'm writing an offer like right now at 2 p.m., 6 p.m. the next day to me is plenty of time. I don't care where you're at on the planet. They have to convince me otherwise. And we actually did have one. They were just this week. I think they're the South Sea somewhere. I can't remember Taiwan or.
They were over the international date line. So yeah. Like everything was sort of jumbled.
Right.
So we had to give them a little bit more time. So past the 6 p.m. We did extend it out. But they came back at 2 a.m. So not horribly later. They didn't need three extra days.
Right.
They just needed like 8 extra hours. And so that they got it done. And so just. Just be careful on that. So once it, so the seller will go through everything. If I'm representing a seller, we'll go through it, obviously top to bottom. We'll go through the merits of it, and then we do a seller net sheet that shows you what's going to be out of the pocket, the commissions, the closing costs, all that fun stuff, paying off your mortgage if there is one, and then what's left to you. So that's what they're going to be going through and deciding. Yep, this is acceptable. No, it's not. Or hey, it's close, but let's counter back. And here's. So we try to get immediate into minds. If it's absolutely a horrible offer, then they'll reject it. If it's a horrible offer, we probably won't even write it for you. We'll do it verbally and see how motivated they are. Otherwise, if it's what we think is in consideration, then we'll go ahead and drop the whole thing, or just at least the earnest money purchase agreement part of it. And if they can counter back, they can reject it, or they can accept it. And so once it's accepted, then we start the process. So first thing we do is get it to your loan officer, because they all need to know about it.
Yeah.
So and I think maybe we even talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but we were we sent them just the purchase agreement. They don't need to see the chattel list. By the way, chattel is all the personal property, not real property, that goes with the house. So this is your appliances, firewood, that type of stuff. And maybe we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I apologize if we were, but we just go through the pictures, the MLS, our brains, the notes we take, through the disclosures, and we just compile up comprehensive. But we don't share that with the lender. They don't want to see it, countrywide. They don't want to see it countrywide, meaning the whole United States.
Yeah.
Not countrywide financial. But we get them that purchase agreement, and then from there's specific timelines that we all got to meet. So, and we just discussed this today in our meeting. So, yeah, they've got to order the title. We've got to order appraisal. All that needs to happen.
If it's a condo, you need to order the resale certificate.
Perfect. That's absolutely right. So some stuff needs to happen pretty quick. So we need to get that to your lender really quick. Copy of your earnest money check so they know what we have on hand. That is yours. It's going to go towards your closing costs or your prepaids or your down payment. And we need to start the ball rolling. So next step is to get a home inspection.
Yeah.
I swear we've talked about this already, but y'all are pretty crazy if you don't get a home inspection. In fact, we're doing a couple right now that already had home inspections done on them. One was semi-recently, and I think they even had all the work done. So we're just going to get another set of eyes on it, another unbiased pair of eyes. They might come up with more stuff. They can check the other stuff that we think that the seller did on it. And it's just worth how much is it, Lisa, these days for home inspection?
Around $650.
$650.
Yeah.
It varies a little bit. If you're virtual, it might be a little more expensive. Some of them might be a little different if it's outlying area. And then if you get into the multifamily, it's of course going to be a different price because there's more encompassed in that.
Yeah, so $550, $650,
right.
It's somewhere in there.
Right. And if it's we talked about home inspection, and we talked about how if it's maybe the home inspector that you were going to choose, you don't actually have to maybe pay for another home inspection, but you may want to just do a walkthrough with that home inspector
and
asking some questions.
And we've done that
too. Yep. And you can pay a different cost that sometimes is anywhere from $200 to $300, just depending. They'll do a walkthrough. They'll answer questions. They'll kind of walk you through the home inspection itself, pointing out some different things. Normally, I tell the buyers to create a list of questions that they might have,
because
sometimes the language of how a home inspection is written can be very clear, but then there can be some things that make sense that are very vague. Or you may just want some more detail, or it may say replace something, and you may be like, well, I don't understand what I would replace it with. So I ask them to kind of formulate all those questions so we're really organized, so we're not wasting the inspector's time when we go in. And they really take the time to be detailed. And if they have ideas, or, you know, if it's a $12 fix at Home Depot, they're going to tell you, just go to Home Depot, buy that product.
Right.
Don't pay a contractor $500 to do it. So
we love our contractors, but
yes.
We have to save money too.
Yes.
And we just did that. Lisa and I had a transaction that just closed, and they had an inspection with the engineer, and we just brought them back to do exactly what you just said. Plus, I think there was something with the roof that they wanted to take a deeper dive on. So they took the deeper dive with them. And I think, yeah, it was like $250 to have them do a walkthrough, but not a written report.
And then we have to remember the home inspection. You can also add on additional items or additional tests during this 15-day period that we all have, because some people might want to have a radon test because in a specific area.
Good
or
point.
There's specific sensitivities in their family, so they want that house tested for some things that members might be really sensitive to, and make sure that the home doesn't have any of those. But it all has to be done in this 15-day period, so the scheduling is important.
Yep.
Except for water and septic, right?
Sorry.
Yeah. No, but I mean, those things are really important, and especially if you have worries. You know, I think you move to a new area, or you might be thinking about things that you're just really susceptible to, or things that you're worried about in your new home. And if that's something that's going to ease your mind, then that's something that we should have tested for or looked at.
Because you might be from a normal part of the planet, and then you're moving to Siberia, and you might be freaked out about buying a house. So I get that. So so what will happen then is you don't get a report on the spot. You have to pay on the spot, so be prepared to pay them, you know, cash, card, credit card, check. So it is a sunk cost. So if something comes up, it's crazy. You actually might, they'll probably say, hey, do you want to stop because the roof is caving in or the foundation's caving in? I'll save you a couple $100. Let's not write the report. Y'all can just back out and move on, and the seller can figure out what they want to do. Otherwise, they're going to go ahead and, you know, within 7 days, usually 2, 3, 4 days, they're going to get you a written report. And then within this 15-day period that you have, you'll have to decide, okay, well, we wrote it as is, so are we going to keep it that way? Or there's more stuff here than we thought, so we're actually going to ask you for a little more money. And if we all can't hack it, then we got to move on because it's not for us. Or
a credit or a reduction in price. Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to address repairs.
Bunch of different ways to have a meeting in the minds, and it's probably the most common way for deals to fall through. But in my mind, you should be able to try to make most things work. But if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, and we're not going to try to force it through either. So,
But it's a good negotiation tactic. So it's definitely, it's time for us to have a discussion. It's time for you to feel like you can ask questions. It's time for you to be able to go through that list, figure out what's really important to you, what you feel like you can be, what needs to be fixed. You know, I mean, there are certain things. But one thing I do want to mention, think about the weather. Because we do have clients, like, again, that there are just like, we're going through a deal right now that we cannot, like, they've talked to the engineer, the contractor cannot do this repair based on temperature.
Can't redo the roof?
Yes. So, But there are just certain things
paint
you cannot, there's certain things that cannot be done. So even when you start, sometimes the weather is fantastic when we start repairs.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden it's 20 below and we just cannot finish repairs. So think about, things can change even though they've agreed to A, B, and C. We just live in a state that if you're buying a house in December or January, you know, we can have this really phenomenal weather predicted for the weekend, and a contractor can be like, awesome, I'm going to fix these things. And then all of a sudden we're going to have 35 below weather, and you just cannot, even if you think you're going to tent it, we're doing something with the chimney, and it's just not, it's not something that we're going to be able to do. Or when I say we, the contractor.
And on the same note, think about when you're scheduling your home inspection. It might be worth you taking that day off and starting earlier in the day when it's light out, because a lot of the inspection is outside, and your and home inspector is going to walk you through some of the outside stuff, and it might not be the greatest to do it in the dark.
Right.
So just think about that as something to consider if you want to, you know, some people don't want to start their inspections till after work or later in the afternoons, but up here, as you know, that's going to be starting at dark.
You saw the email that came through on the way here.
Oh, I didn't.
No, the our engineer trying to schedule with doesn't do them after 3:30 because of what Lisa just said, and it's not that's not great to look at stuff in the dark, and so he prefers to not start them after 3:30. And so I on the drive here to the show, I actually sent that to the buyer saying, hey, y'all need to do it start before 3:30. So got to get off work early to make it right.
Yeah. Totally. So those are just weird. I mean, but those are weird things that you don't, I mean, we just have buyers and sellers that just do not think about those things. So those are things we need to think about, things that need to be addressed when you're, even when you do showings.
You know,
I mean, some people, you know, you really want to see, I try to schedule my showings. Like, some people are like, I'm a morning person, we can go early in the morning. And I'm like, it's still so dark out, we wouldn't be able to see the yard. You won't be able to see the outside. So I try to book things in the afternoon when we have a little bit of daylight. So just some things to think about.
And on the same, we have a virtual buyer right now. And so his schedule where he's at doesn't, it was going to be in the dark.
Right.
But what we ended up doing is we made a video and walked through and we sent it to him in parts. So he could, we could be out there in the daylight and send it to him. And if he wanted something extra touched on, we could come back and see it later if there was something I missed.
When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on the process and we'll continue with inspections.
Awesome.
We'll be back after this short break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio.
Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back to Alaska Realty Today, and we're going to continue our discussion about home purchase in 2023. And we just left off with finishing up the inspections and repairs, and now we're going to move on to the next step.
I just want to continue on with the inspection. So that's great. Every day we have meeting of the minds, boom. But they actually need to go perform those. So we'll write in there, it needs to be done by a professional person. If we think it needs to be done by a professional person, not a handyman. We'll also need to be specific if something needs to be specific. So if we want to, needs a new water heater, okay. Is that a 20-gallon, a 400-gallon, you know, what size water heater, or if there's shingles on a roof. I mean, there's some stuff that you want to make sure you're being specific about.
Yeah.
So get with your professional and make sure that when you're negotiating those repairs that they're not ambiguous if they shouldn't be ambiguous.
No, I completely agree. Because you certainly don't want, I mean, as a seller, you want to just put in whatever. You know, you want to save money. Like I just had a deal and they were going to put in carpet and my client was like, that's great, they're going to put in carpet. And I said, well, we need to be specific because, again, if I was a seller, I'd just put in carpet. I mean, I'd go in, purchase whatever carpet I wanted to put in. And if it's, you know, 99 cents a square foot, that's going to save me a lot of money. As an example, I know that's not necessarily a repair, but, you know, why would I spend $7 a square foot if I can buy you 99 cents? And she was like, but that would be ugly. And I said, well, of course, but that's ugly to you. But, you know, I'm certainly not going to spend thousands of dollars to put in brand new carpet in a house that I'm walking away from. So you want to be very specific, especially if you have something that you're really, really wanting, you know, that we're being very clear on that, especially so you don't set yourself up for expectations.
Right.
You know, I just remember a client was so excited about a Badaris boiler.
I think I say bidet.
No, Badaris boiler in the garage. And so when we were looking at a different property, they were like, oh, they don't have a Bedaris. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, things like that, if that's really going to be something that you look at, I know.
Good luck, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, those are things that if you're really thinking about that, it's kind of like when you walk in and you see a Toyo, and then if the Toyo fails, like the Toyo failed on a final inspection, final walkthrough. And so I specifically said, you have to replace it with a Toyo. Like you can't, I can't just have a heater put back in. I need the same type exactly.
Any random monitor heater. Yes. It's got to be a Toyo Tommy heater. So I totally get that. And that's part of why Lisa said we see a lot of people doing credits too. You know what?
Yes.
I'll pay $7,000 of your closing cost. You all can go pick out whatever you want.
Works for you.
Yeah.
So, and then we're going to make sure they get done and get done correctly. They do say in the inspections that they'll provide receipts where necessary. And then part of our negotiations is that the seller have the same home inspector engineer go back and make sure it was done and make sure it was done correctly.
Yes.
And provide a written final inspection.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next piece of the pie is the appraisal inspection. Everybody, I think we've talked about on the show before, but people get kind of confused about the different inspections, and it says, yeah, this needs to be fixed, otherwise I won't pass the appraisal inspection. So this is usually buyers that not sure what maybe not sure what they're talking about. So there could be a couple things like windows and seismic straps on
hot water heaters.
Yeah. So weird stuff like that, hand railings. But when you're going through your home inspection, most of that stuff is just between you and this. It has nothing to do with your lender, your appraiser, or for VA financing. It's all strictly between you guys.
Yeah.
The appraisal inspection is completely different, and that's different from the water and septic inspection. There's three different inspections. But the appraisal inspection is the appraiser going through, and we just talked about, I think, in the last show or two. But they go through with their eyes, therefore their investor being, you know, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, it could be, you know, the VA, it could be their, and then they have the overlays we talked about last week. They have to, the bank might have their own overlays. They have to go through working for the bank to verify the property is worth what we were wanting to pay for it, and that it does meet those criteria that they go in with. So
let me interrupt you. I want to say one thing because I get this all the time. I get that the appraisal is not the Zillow Zestimate. Yes. Yep. So I get when every time for the last, I don't know, the last like five sales I've had, I've heard, oh, we're going to bring in the appraiser. It should be the Zestimate. It should come out to the Zestimate. And I'm like, I don't know where the correlation for my buyers or my sellers are coming in, where they're like taking the appraisal. So I just want you to know, I think we're going to get really lucky and we're bringing in I heard a rumor that we're going to bring in an appraiser at some point to one of our shows who can talk more about that.
Yeah, probably this month.
Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify that has nothing to do. The Zestimate has nothing to do with the appraiser.
The Zestimate in the entire nation usually isn't very accurate.
Yes.
And then you get to Fairbanks, Alaska in a non-disclosure state. And it's even 10 times more inaccurate than in the lower 48. But it's sort of a joke in our industry about Zestimates.
Yes.
So it's one of those, they get beaten up a lot.
Yes.
And it's probably because they're using Zillow to get their listings. So they're thinking, okay, well, they're good on listings, then their estimates must be good. And I usually tell people that they're could be accurate in bigger cities with cookie cutter neighborhoods.
Sure.
I bet you they're fairly accurate. But in, you know, the Arctic, where we have weird houses all next door to each other, it usually does not work out. The other reason is it's, you know, data being fed in. And so I think other parts of the country, maybe better data is being fed into it. Up here, it's not. And so if you think about it, if you're trying to sell your house, we'll go look at your Zestimate. Do you want me to sell your house for that? Probably not. So you need to get a formal market analysis from us and then get your own formal appraisal. So the bank's going to require appraisal.
They're not always going to require appraisal. We're running into this a lot with conventional loans. A lot of lenders with the right client and the right down in a conventional loan, we are seeing a number of appraisals get waived.
Yes.
So that is a heads up. That's not all. It is not mandatory on all loans that there will be an appraisal.
But most loans, you won't have a, I think they call it not desktop underwriting. I'm forgetting the, it's basically a drive-by appraisal.
Yeah.
So Or no appraisal at all. They just go by the borough assessment, and they have some sort of mathematic figure. But those don't come up too often. But Lisa is correct. Yeah, that's right. And some of them don't require it. But most of them, they just want to know what it's worth. They think an appraiser's worth. They want to know what an appraiser thinks it's worth and have that on file. So if, God forbid, it went into foreclosure, that they would have a way to back that up. So that's why they are doing it. It's not crazy that they come in exactly what the contract says. So contract price is $316. If it comes at $316, that's not that crazy. That means it's not deviating that much with their adjustments. They go out there and look for comparable sales I've sold in the last 6 months that are of not too far away, of similar type, similar age, similar square feet. And then they'll give different weights. You know, some are exactly like it or close to it. They'll give heavier weight, and some are a little farther off. They'll do less weight. And so they put all that in there, and then they crank out a number after they do. But they're very, very long. They're very lengthy. They're very well thought out. We just had an appraiser in our office this past month, and he went through specifically what, you know, how much of it is subjective and how much, you know, is just straight up math. And, you know, I like everything you said, and the way they do their appraisals does not, but I mean, not knocking on wood or patting ourselves on the back, but Lisa and I once every 5 years have a problem with an appraisal. It's just, we have a methodology how we do our market analysis, both for our buyers and for our sellers. And we just try to put it on the table. Here's real world. Here's what it's going to. So usually we can get within 5,000 either side of the number that we come up with that it'll appraise at, if not, you know, spot on. So it's important when you get your house listed and have sold, you have a good appraisal on it by a professional. So that appraisal comes in. If it comes in over, that's awesome. You're just walking into equity. There's nothing to renegotiate. You just, you know, you just gained $4,000 in equity. Maybe you had a motivated seller. Maybe somebody didn't do their homework. Maybe prices went up. Who knows? If it's $4,000 under, then you guys all have to renegotiate. So the buyer might have to pay more to bring it up. Seller might have to lower the price. Might have to meet each other in the middle. Might have to just kill the deal and move on because nobody is willing to cough up $4,000. So we've seen everything. Most of the time, we just ask the seller, if it's that close, we ask the seller to drop the price, and they'll do it. It's $4,000. That's just what your house is worth, according to this professional. But sometimes they won't. Sometimes we have to meet in the middle. Sometimes the buyer has to bring money to the table if it's a strong seller's market. We're 2 years removed from every deal was $25,000 over appraisal. So remember those days not so long ago? So anyway, that's the whole appraisal process. I would say 9 out of 10 end up being as is, meaning there's just nothing crazy jumping out at the appraisers.
I would actually say in the last probably 60 to 90 days when I'm reviewing files, I'm seeing more lender required repairs than I've probably seen in the last 5 years. And it's just interesting. I don't know. It's just, and these are multiple lenders, different, you know, different loan types and everything, but it's just interesting. It's something that's popping up more and more. I don't know what's causing it, but it's maybe banks are getting a little more cautious and for their investors. I mean, there's a lot of variables that could do it, but I've seen a definite increase in the last few months.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, we only have 1 minute left. Lisa's giving me the finger, so we're going to have to go. I don't even want to jump. So
I'm going to make a joke that literally going through the home buying process on the show is almost as long as it would take you to finalize
the purchase. Oh, my gosh, right? I know. I was thinking to myself, if this doesn't make you feel like you need a realtor, I don't know what would at this point. I mean, really, how many steps? And we're sugarcoating this.
And we have two more huge steps to get through.
Yeah.
So this doesn't even consider the texting, the emails.
It's a 10-step program.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, I guess we're going to have to do another show. And that's not have to, but we will need to do another show because we have a couple more steps we need to get through because it's not that easy. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to shepherd you through the process. And that's why I think our industry is going to be here for the long haul. Is just you can't have a bot or an AI or somebody at Zillow that's going to walk you through the program, especially up here in the Arctic. That it's not going to be a thing. So,
yeah.
Jamie, yet again, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, my gosh. Please come see us at our office located close to the Chowder House. You can find us on the left-hand side, big orange and white sign that says Next Home Arctic Sun. or you can give me a call at 907-378-2400.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.